Welcome to Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, Anita Marks, and joining us today is Prince Amukamara. It's only taking me, what, 3 seasons now to pronounce your name properly. That's a plus.
It is a plus.
How you doing? You guys got your first win, 1-6 now, a win against the Minnesota Vikings. And all we heard, like, probably for the past few weeks is, we just need that first win. Finally, you got it. What's the feel of this locker room right now?
I think our locker room is all in high spirits. Everyone's excited, a lot of energy, a lot of just positivity flowing around, and guys are excited to play in a division matchup against the Eagles this week, and we've just been preparing.
All right, so you pretty much played with a lead, something that you haven't been able to do really all season long. What is it like for a defense? How different is it for a defense to play with a lead?
I think it's great for us. It takes a little bit of pressure off of us. We don't get comfortable. We still have the same goals. We're still trying to win on third down and keep points off the board. So that's still our mentality. But it also gives us a break off the field to relax a little bit. So we enjoyed it.
All right, so again, this is a show for you, our fans, Big Blue Nation. So phone lines are open. 201-939-4513 is the phone number if you want to get in. Now is the opportunity. We only have them for 2 segments. You can call in and ask Prince Amukamara anything you want. So please dial the number, 201-939-4513. Let's talk about your DBs. And unfortunately, Corey Webster has really not been able to contribute, but Trumaine McBride has stepped up in his place. Talk about the season that he's had so far.
Trumaine McBride has been doing great, especially when he came on the scene against Kansas City. I don't think he allowed any catches. He did a great job against Dwayne Bowe, and I think he's been doing great. We knew he was going to be a great player for us in the fall with him making plays in practice, so I think he's doing a great job.
How has this season been different for you? Because you had such a great training camp, and you've had such a great year. Are you seeing the respect around the league in regards to the fact that you are going up against the number ones, and for the most part, you're shutting them down? And how has this season been different for you, Prince?
I'd say just been different in the sense of just my comfort level. I feel very comfortable out there. Don't have to think a lot. It's just more reaction. And to be honest, just having Terrell Thomas in the film room, I mean, always picking his ear, and he's always getting on me. And Corey's always been on me. So I think just them two just been great for me and building my confidence.
Do you look forward to, for example, like when you go up against a matchup in somebody, do you look forward to going up against the best wide receivers in the league?
For sure. I think only because the ball is usually going to the best receiver, and if I'm guarding the receiver, I should be getting some balls my way, and that just gives me more chances to make play on the ball and more chances to make plays for the team.
In your experience, in your opinion, who's the best wide receiver in the NFL right now, Prince?
Come on, that's such a
give me
question.
One. Just give me one guy that you know when you're going up against, you know you need to bring your A-plus game because he is the best.
I mean, I want to say Calvin Johnson just because, I mean, his name is always in is always in conversations around throughout the league, but I haven't faced him yet. I'm sure I will this coming up season, but I don't know. That's hard to say right now. I can't just pinpoint
there's so
one
many,
person.
Right?
Yeah,
they're,
I mean, in this NFL, and that's the difference between college, week in, week out, you're going to go up against somebody great.
Now, a new addition to Big Blue is linebacker John Beeson. And Justin Tuck came out earlier this week and quote-unquote said he was a godsend. What he does in regard to leadership, directing traffic, talk about what he's meant to this defense.
He's been a light. He's been a fire to our defense. He definitely constructs the defense just like that Ray Lewis, just like that typical middle linebacker. And I think it doesn't hurt to have that. We definitely needed that. And he has been a great asset to our team just with his energy and how he flows all around the field.
All right, let's head out to our phone calls.
Are these real calls?
Yeah, they're really calls. We've got Jonathan calling in from Connecticut. Jonathan, welcome to the show. You're on with Prince Amukamara. What's your question? Jonathan, you there?
Yeah.
All right, I'm sure we're just having some technical difficulties. We'll get you on. 201-939-4513 is the phone number. Let's talk about going up against Michael Vick, because, again, you guys are getting ready to take on the Philadelphia Eagles week 8 in the NFL season. We just talked about John Beeson. Having him on your team and as the middle linebacker, does that change the way that you play Michael Vick at all?
I'm not sure. Michael Vick is a is a great player, explosive athlete, and definitely a guy that we want to keep our eyes on. And I think Coach Fuel is very confident in his play calls, and I think he's going to put us in a great position to be successful.
Because when Beeson first joined the team, the Eagles, the first time you played the Eagles was his first game, but he really didn't play much at the linebacker position. He came in at special teams. So this is going to be a whole nother kind of animal for him going up against the Eagles as part of the Giants and playing middle linebacker.
Very true, and I think he's a vet. He's played for many years and faced a lot of great quarterbacks, so I'm sure he'll be ready.
How important is it the defensive line got a little bit more, aggressive and had a little bit more success against Josh Freeman last week? The importance of them kind of carrying that over into this week, getting after Michael Vick?
That's going to be huge for us. That's one of our key points as a defense, is to get pressure on the quarterback and to stop the run. And our defensive line did a great job on that last week. They've been doing a great job on that all year. I mean, they've held the last couple of running backs to minimum yardage, and that's been great for us.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll continue to talk about some of the other targets that Michael Vick has to throw to. You're watching Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess. We'll be right back.
The objective of the Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation is to be there for families who have a child with leukemia, cancer, other forms of cancer.
Tom Coughlin, nice to meet you. Are you a Giant fan? Well, you're a pretty girl.
It's a tremendous feeling to just be with these kids, to have a little bit of an idea of what the families and the children are going through, and again, to try to bring a smile to their face and to let them know that, you know what, we do care.
Yeah, turn everybody. Yeah.
There's so many things pulling at that family when your child is diagnosed with cancer. What we try to do is keep that core, keep them a family.
Just lightening their burden a little bit is huge for them, because it's one less thing that they have to worry about. They can focus on their child and their child getting the treatment that they need.
Giants!
There you go.
Giants!
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Road to victory is paved Giants blue, and that road runs through only one network, yet MSG, where Big Blue fans get the best Big Blue shows, like Giants First and 10 things fans need to know for Sunday's game.
Touchdown Giants!
And there's Giants Rewind, where Bob Papa and Carl Banks break down last Sunday's game. Yeah, Giants First and 10 and Giants Rewind, just two reasons why the only true blue home for true blue fans is MSG.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, Anita Marks, and Prince Amukamara, and of course you, Big Blue Nation. Your opportunity to call into the show. We only have Prince for one more segment, 201-939-4513. Let's head right out to our calls. We kick it off with Steve in New York. Steve, what's your question for Prince?
Hey, Prince, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
My question, good. My question is, okay, you guys started the season 0-6. How did that win against the Vikings boost your confidence and the team's confidence as a whole?
You said, how did it build our confidence as a whole?
Yes.
Yes.
I think just that win, that's something that everyone wanted. And I think as soon as we got that, I think that definitely just built life into us, and we just want to carry that momentum on.
All right, let's head to New Jersey. We have Jack. Jack, welcome to the show. What's your question for Prince?
How are you game planning against the Eagles? Are you game planning against Matt Barkley or Michael Vick?
Ooh, give up all the secrets.
Great question. Our defensive coaches has us prepared for every situation possible, whether it be Matt Barkley or Michael Vick or Nick Foles, and we're our job is just to match up and to play the calls. I mean, the coaches coach and the players play, and we're just gonna. our coach is just going to put us in just the great situations to make us successful.
All right, let's talk about Michael Vick. Only two interceptions, his last 132 passes. So obviously he's a lot more accurate. He's having probably the best season as a passer at quarterback. What has been the difference for him? Is it the new system? What's different about Michael Vick this year?
Just like you said, I think he's just been more smart in his passing game, and he knows when to tuck it or when to take a sack. So I think just making those smart decisions has been making him pretty accurate or successful this year.
Now, he hasn't played the past 2 weeks because he's been dealing with a hamstring injury. Nick Foles has had the start. But watching game film, how quick, in regard to their fast-paced offense that everybody was anticipating, they wanted to get in like 75 to 80 plays a game. How does that affect your defense? How do you counter that?
It definitely forces us to condition more and just build more endurance. I mean, especially with the big guys up front. I mean, going head to head as a defensive lineman, and then chasing somebody, and then running back, putting your hand in dirt and doing it again. I mean, it does put a lot of wear on their bodies. So I think us being in the best condition, I think that's gonna give us the greater advantage.
Is that why Terrell Thomas was walking around with that Bane contraption from Batman?
Yeah.
Like, explain to the folks out there, Terrell Thomas was going into the weight room to work out, and he had this contraption on his face. He looked like Bane from Batman, and I walked up to you and I said, "What is that?"
Yeah, he had that mask. It has like three breathing holes, and you can't breathe a lot in there, so it just works on your respiratory system, and just forcing you to build up endurance, and it conditions you.
It looks really cool.
Yeah, it does.
Let's continue with our calls. We go to Alyssa calling in from Connecticut. Alyssa, what's your question for Prince?
I want to know why the Giants are doing so horrible.
Are you a Giants fan? Wow. I mean, that's a great question.
You just came off your first win. You're going to build off of it.
True. I mean, I can't speak for anybody. I mean, seasons go up and down. We're just excited that we did have our first win last week, and we just hope that this momentum just carries on. Sorry if we're hurting your fantasy team or something.
But I didn't even bring up fantasy. all right, let's talk about the difference. Nick Foles, pretty interesting. The past 2 weeks that he's played, you've seen a surgence in Riley Cooper. And not so much from DeSean Jackson and LeSean McCoy, but now Vic is back. Obviously, DeSean Jackson is really his guy. Mm-hmm. Are you anticipate, like, how do you counter that, knowing that now a different quarterback, he's got different guys that he feels more comfortable passing the ball to? What are you expecting from DeSean Jackson, LeSean McCoy this week?
I mean, number 7, number 10, and number 25, we know that that's their guys, and those are the guys that the coach wants to get the ball into their hands. So they're definitely a target in our defense, and our job is to put bodies on them.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us today. Really appreciate your time, and good luck in the city of brotherly love.
Thank you. Thanks for having
me. Okay. Quick break, but it's not over yet. Roman Oben joins me in studio. We're going to continue to take your calls and talk Big Blue as they get ready to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. As we make the transition, check out some sight and sounds from the Giants-Vikings game this past Monday night.
We out here, baby. Only game on TV. Can't do nothing but show out. I hear you, baby.
But ain't no reason why y'all can't go out there and get this done. Pete, we watch you doing Mike. You a young boy. You got a lot of energy. You go out there and bring it to the team.
Awesome.
Go play.
0-7 ain't awesome.
Hey, that's exactly right. Not an option. Not an option at all.
Not an option.
Not an option, baby.
Manning takes the snap, back to throw. Sidearms one left sideline, and it's caught for the touchdown by Reuben Randall. Jump right over the defender, Chris Cook. It's 24 yards, and the Giants are back in front.
And that's the Reuben Randall that we saw in training camp. Great body control and ball skills. He goes up, quiets his body.
Y'all dominating, I love it. I love it. Huh?
I love it.
Way to go, John. Way to go. Great job.
They roll the pocket left for Freeman. He'll throw it. The pass nearly intercepted.
He literally
by Roll
in Roll's hands and hit him in the chest.
Can we get 10 right now?
Second and two from the 23. Play fake, Freeman back to throw, under pressure, heaves it downfield, intercepted by Roll at the 5. Runs left to the 15, cuts right back to the 20, looking for a block up to the 30. Chased by Jennings and dragged down there. Montrell Roll dropped the pick on the last possession, gets one there.
And they get pressure at the right time there. I don't know if that was Linville Joseph.
Sean Rogers.
Or Sean Rogers.
Great 2-6.
Three downs, three passes. Weatherford to punt. Good high climbing punt near sideline. Sherrill fields it at the 11. Gets past Diassi. Ball came loose. It's on the ground. Diassi dives on it. Second and goal at the 1. Hand off Hillis. He runs left. Stood up at the line and then falls in for the touchdown. So Peyton Hillis, who had run rushing touchdown last year with Kansas City, signed by the Giants this week, plows into the end zone for a touchdown, and the Giants widen their lead. The final score of the New York Giants, 23, the Minnesota Vikings, 7, as the Giants get their first win of the season.
Listen. Outstanding job. Outstanding win for our team. A battle, no doubt. We knew it would be. Defensive, great job. Offensively, knocked it down there, got the ball in the end zone. Outstanding job. Special teams did a great job with our mortar kicks and those kind of things. Got a turnover, so we went 1-1 in the turnover category there, which was outstanding.
Well, let's have a team. 1, 2, 3.
Team!
Good job.
Good job, buddy.
All that schedule.
Thanks.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, Anita Marks, and we've made the switch. What does that mean? Robin Oben is in studio with us for the next two segments and, of course, talking all things Big Blue as they get ready to take on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, it's a big week, and, you know, you want to feel good going into this bye week with two victories, and then that'll start to combat, you know, the early start of the 0-6 start of the season.
All right, so our Adorama news of the day, Jason Pierre-Paul, JPP, spoke to the media today, probably in all the newspapers tomorrow, and really kind of saying that, listen, coming off the back surgery, not getting a lot of time, of course, in training camp, that he's just not 100%, and he pretty much is playing this season at not 100%, and that's why you're seeing him struggle.
Yeah, I think from a, you know, obviously, I played 12 years in the NFL, and you don't play that long without playing through some type of an injury or an ailment. But you can't, you know, excuse yourself for your performance because you went through injuries. Once he came back and he was able to come back, he was live. And you've got to use your hands. You've got to have second effort. You know, you've got to do all the things it takes to be defensive end. And you're not graded differently or with an asterisk for your performance because you're playing through tough injuries. Everyone's playing 80%, 70%. No one's at 100%. So I think JPP should have been a little bit smarter with how he phrased that.
He said he has less power and less moves. Also, Adorama news of the day, Brandon Jacobs did not practice, although he worked on the side with a sled. Not sure if he's going to be able to give it a go against the Philadelphia Eagles. Also, Sean Big Baby Rogers did not work out today, and Corey Webster did not work out today. But we just heard from Prince Amukamara and how McBride really has stepped up for Corey Webster this season.
Yeah, Corey Webster's had his, you know, his issues throughout the year, but Tremaine McBride and you know, even like Will Hill, and another defensive secondary person, you know, these guys have had to really step up. And This is why you keep 7, 8 guys, 9 guys at certain positions, so that if somebody goes down, you still don't lose as much as far as effectiveness on the football field.
201-939-4513 is the phone number to get in. We're still talking, of course, the matchup, the Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles, week 8 of the NFL season. Let's head out to our calls. We kick it off in Pennsylvania. We have Vinny on the line. Vinny, what's your first question for Roman?
What's up, Anita? I was just calling, and I wanted to say that last caller for Prince, I felt bad that Prince went off the show like that, because actually I want to tell him that the real Giants fans actually appreciate what he's been doing, and that I actually saw a play where he almost had an interception last week. So, you know, that was cool. I want to let him know that, you know.
We'll pass that along. Do you have a question for Roman?
Yeah, I just want to know, what vibe has Hillis brought to the locker room this week? I'll let you go. Thanks, guys.
Great question, Vinny. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I think Peyton Hillis has brought a level of toughness. He's a veteran, obviously. He knows his system, that he, you know, learned some of the terminology in Tampa with Mike Sullivan, who learned it from Kevin Gilbright. And, you know, he wants a second chance. You know, every player at some point in his career, just like Brandon Jacobs, was able to come back to the Giants. Peyton Hillis, you know, had that 2010 season. But what he can do, you know, catching the ball, you know, knowing the offense, he's a tough guy. He's not just a big physical back. He can catch the ball too. So he really does both. And what you need to be as a running back in this day and age is the ability to do both. But Peyton Hillis is a guy that's definitely going to be needed to play like he did last week and beyond down the stretch of this season.
You're absolutely right. Peyton Hillis in 65% of the snaps against the Minnesota Vikings and had 6 targets. So hopefully that will continue. Let's try to get one more call in before we go to our next break. And that's Ricky calling in from New York. Ricky, real quick, what's your question for Roman?
Do you guys think you can master the intensity of what you did against the Minnesota Vikings this past Monday night?
Great question. Again, the intensity level, best we've seen all season. Can that carry over to the Eagles game?
Well, look, obviously, Monday night was a different kind of intensity. You know, the whole nation's watching you, and the Giants were desperately needing their first win. But it goes back to execution. And if you can prevent turnovers, force turnovers on defense, you know, make those plays, on-troll roll, getting an interception, Justin Tuck getting a sack, you know, guys like Peyton Hillis getting involved. I mean, it really takes everybody, especially when you're going on the road trying to get your first win in a divisional game. So this is a game where they're going to need intensity, passion, emotion, but they're definitely going to need execution to get it done on Sunday.
We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to talk about the wide receiving core, Hakeem Nicks, as well as Reuben Randle. Reuben Randle's had great games against the Philadelphia Eagles. Will that continue into Week 8? And we'll continue with your calls. 201-939-4513, Roman Oben, Anita Marks, and, of course, you here on Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess. We'll be right back.
The objective of the Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation is to be there for families who have a child with leukemia, cancer, other forms of cancer.
Tom Coughlin, nice to meet you. Are you a Giant fan? Well, you're a pretty girl.
It's a tremendous feeling to just be with these kids, to have a little bit of an idea of what the families and the children are going through, and again, to try to bring a smile to their face and to let them know that, you know what? We do care.
Yeah, turn everybody. Yeah.
There's so many things pulling at that family when your child is diagnosed with cancer. What we try to do is keep that core, keep them a family.
Just lightening their burden a little bit is huge for them because it's one less thing that they have to worry about. They can focus on their child and their child getting the treatment that they need.
Giants! There you go.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed. with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess. And you. Why? Well, because we take your calls and we answer your questions. 201-939-4513 against 201-939-4513. And why don't we just, let's take it right back out to the callers because we've got a full bank.
Let's go.
Let's do it. All right, we go to Omar in Connecticut. Omar, you're first up this segment. Make it a strong one. What's your question for Roman?
I have a question. What's wrong with the Giants this year, man?
Well,
that's more of a statement than a question.
That's not a real strong one, but I mean, what would you say, Roman? Let's tee it up this way. What's the one area that is most concerning when it comes to the Giants' struggles this season?
I think it's been the turnovers, and not just the turnovers of the quarterback position, but just, you know, the mishandling of the ball. The you know, you improved some things on the run defense, but in the running game, you know, you had a new backfield, a new identity, and you just didn't have the O-line together a whole preseason to really bond and gel. And I think they're just starting it was the Bears game when you saw the O-linemen, you know, really start to play well. Brandon Jacobs had 100 yards. But I think had the line started off stronger earlier, had Eli Manning been more comfortable in the pocket earlier, I think some of those turnovers would have been eliminated.
And some news this week, unfortunately, center David Boss placed on IR. What does that mean? Jim Cordle is now going to be the starting center moving forward. And so your thoughts on how that's going to affect the line?
Well, I think Jim Cordle is a guy, obviously, that's played. And the reason you keep, as I mentioned earlier on defense, the reason you keep, you know, 8, 9 guys on the offensive line, because those other 3 guys are going to eventually be able to step up and contribute. I mean, that's how Kevin Booth got brought up through the ranks. That's how, you know, a lot of these guys. You saw Brewer start earlier. I mean, you saw Will Beatty a couple years ago was like he was an emergency tight end. So, you know, with Boss out at center, you're losing a veteran player. But, you know, Boss hasn't really been 100% all year. Multiple surgeries in the offseason.
Right.
And it's better to get a young Jim Cordle who's 100% that can grow and continue to do well each week than a veteran Boss who hasn't been 100%. So it's best to get the healthiest guys possible. And then Deal. I mean, Deal's at right guard. He's been out for a long time. So it's been a rotation in that interior, and you need a good offensive line to be successful.
All right, let's continue with our calls. We go to New Jersey. Frank, welcome to Big Blue Hits Live. What's your question?
Hey, how you doing, guys? My question would be just how do you feel as a Giants player to know that the Giants are going to go 10-6 this year?
Hey, that's great. That's great ambition, ambitious thinking. But I think it's really about one game at a time. And, again, you beat a team on Monday night, and there's a lot of national criticism about how poorly the Minnesota Vikings played and Freeman wasn't ready and all that stuff. But, hey, a win is a win, and they stopped the bleeding with that win. Now you have a chance to beat an Eagles team on the road to get your first road win, and then you've got your 2-0 going in the bye week, and you've got some confidence with the Raiders coming in after the bye week. And, you know, 10-0 is, you know, going 10-6 is one thing, but winning a game which leads to another game gives you momentum to win it. I mean, you never know what could happen down the stretch.
Giants are 6-3, mind you, in games before a bye week under Tom Coughlin's tenure. Also, keep in mind the Dallas Cowboys, they're on the road playing against the Detroit Lions. That's a very losable game for the Dallas Cowboys. And the Washington Redskins are on the road at Denver. Peyton Manning, you know, they're not going to go 2 losses in a row with Peyton Manning. So there's a good chance that the Giants could get some, move up in this NFC East division.
And just like, I mean, imagine if the Giants were 6-1 right now, right, which they're not, but all you can worry about is your schedule, your effort, who you've got to play, how well you do on Sundays, because the X's and O's on the other side, the other teams, that'll take care of itself. So it's an old saying, but do your business, take care of your job, and everything else will take care of itself.
Real quick before we end the show, talked about the wide receiving core. Again, we know Hakeem Nicks has been struggling. They're going to double-team Victor Cruz. I'm expecting a big game from Reuben Randle. Reuben Randle has had great success against the Eagles.
Well, by design, it's like that, and it's a game-by-game decision. But, you know, Cruz is going to get bracketed, so that you will have some one-on-ones on the other two guys. So those guys got to step up, and you can't have any drops, Anita.
Fantastic show. We want to thank Prince Amukamara as well. Always fun hosting the show with you, Roman.
My pleasure.
All right, guys. Enjoy your evening. Stay tuned to Giants.com for all Giants information as they get ready to take on the Philadelphia Eagles, week 8 of the NFL season. Have a great night, everybody.